Om Shanti. So today we'll revise the Murli, Avyakt Murli, of 19th April 2020. Original date, 30th December 1985. And the title is The Sign of a Broad and Unlimited Intellect. So today Baba's talking about what it means to have a broad and unlimited intellect. Baba is really the intellect of the wise, and his wisdom is so unique that it cannot be found anywhere else. The first three quarters of the page, Baba is just boosting us actually and elevating our self-respect, telling us who we are, who we belong to, and that we cannot be compared with the souls of the world. So this is Baba's way of making us wake up, realize, and hopefully through that, we start making the effort. Because once we wake up and we realize who we are, then it's easy to get there. It's like we come out of the amnesia, we start living the truth, and we start making that our reality. And I just want to say how much we miss Dadi Janki and how she really was somebody with a broad and unlimited intellect. And I remember how Dadi would help other countries with finance or with hands, sending sisters to help even when London was short-staffed or didn't have enough money for Global House. And we saw this many times where Dadi just had the big heart and wanted to feed everyone, wanted to give everyone packets of nuts and toli and apple. I mean, many of you know when you went to see her, one thing was not enough. Either bring out the best toli or bring out the gift. So really, she had such a big heart, and Dadi's treasure stores were always full. She was an emperor, not just this birth, but she will be an emperor in her future births. Anyway, Dadi's whole broad intellect gives us a sense really of what this means to have a broad intellect, and that is to not stay limited. I mean, Dadi lived in London, but nobody really said Dadi was of London. Nobody could say for Dadi that she belonged to us. She belonged to everyone, and even when she went to Japan and Italy and wherever, I mean, she would eat their food. She would eat pizza, she would eat sushi, really. And Dadi never limited herself or confined herself to a particular way. And I think that speaks volumes as to what we need to do too. So anyway, back to the Murli, and one of the themes I'd like to take up is this theme of newness that Baba's talking about. Because Baba's saying that you are planning this golden jubilee, but the sign of being unlimited is to bring about newness in the service and the duty that you have been given. And Baba says whether you give lectures or serve food, put newness into every form of service at every moment. That is called being unlimited. And Baba goes on to say, whatever you did in the previous year, let that be a spiritual addition to that. Let there be a spiritual addition to that. So whatever we did in the old way, let it have more spirituality to it now. So one of the questions I'd like to raise is, how do we bring about newness? And this is always an ongoing topic for Brahmins, because some of us at least have been following this for so many years, decades actually. But we also know now that the word newness means something different to us than it does to Lokic people. We Brahmins have a different dictionary definition of newness. They might change jobs, they might change relationships, They might go on vacation, and for Lokik people, this is their newness. But we know now, after several years of making effort, that newness is when we bring the newness in the soul, when we find a new way of looking at things. In fact, Baba mentions this a lot, that your drishti, your vision, your vritti, your attitude, and your kriti, your actions, should be more divine, more elevated than before. And Brahmins may think of changing countries, changing centers, but we know that we just carry our bag and baggage with us. If we didn't get on with someone in one center, we will not get on with the others in the other center. And yes, maybe a little stepping away might be good to just gain perspective. But I'm of the feeling that if we can just stay and really work through the issue and learn the lesson that we need to learn, then that brings such a power to the soul that we become new. We ourselves become a new person, and that is the newness I think Baba's wanting to see in us. And in regard to the broad and unlimited intellect, yes, so Baba's meaning that see everyone as your divine family. In a state of soul consciousness, we can see everyone as soul brothers, right? Imagine if every single person in the world saw each other as a soul, then that would be a family, right? Because as souls, we are brothers. So all are brothers, which means we are one big family. But the world cannot see that, but we can see that. And so this is where we need to bring on that vision and bring others into that vision and make them feel like they are part of our family. This is the kind of newness I think Baba's wanting us to create. Again, Baba's talking a lot about love. And what is love? Baba says actually in the Murli that even if somebody, yes, love is such that a soul who is influenced by love would say yes, even if he was going to say no. Even when they don't have time, they make time, for this is spiritual love. And we've seen this so many times. When you just touch somebody with love, then really they never forget it and they're willing to help anytime, any place. Like the other day, somebody was saying that, I'll say it in Hindi first, they said, "Aap log itna pyar kahan se le aate ho?" Translation is, they were saying, "Where do you guys get your love from?" And it was only simply because we asked them if they'd just like to come and pick up their bhog. And so they were just standing outside. And anyway, very, very small action on the one hand, but they just felt so much love. And this was their comment. So love is the key. Baba is saying to have unlimited vision means to have good wishes and pure feelings for everyone. For that, we really need a clean heart. We need a big heart. Again, going beyond I and mine. Nothing is mine, and it's not about I. It's about we. It's about us. And I'm really seeing this with all this service that's happening online now. It's like the internet has no boundaries. And although we arrange programs for the Middle East, there's people joining on, people both Lokiks for Lokik programs, BKs for BK programs, and they're joining from different parts of the world. And it's okay. It's fine. Yes, in a way, we've arranged it for Middle East to sustain them, but that's just figuratively. But we can't say that you're not allowed and you're not allowed. Whoever's there to take benefit is most welcome. And It's their karma to be there. So to really have this attitude, I think it's forcing us also to come out of our country zone, center zone, to think unlimitedly and say, it's okay, let us be inclusive. Let's let whoever wants to take benefit. And let us just have that big heart. So anyway, back to the big heart. Yes, so big heart, clean heart. For this, we need to have clean thoughts. So no comparison, no competition. Whoever's doing it, let them do it. Let everyone benefit. I mean, there just has to be a series of these positive, powerful thoughts in us. And again, we saw this in Dadi so well. No jealousy, no competition. Just that big heart, I think that's how we would define it. It's let everyone do the service, and when it's her chance, she will get a chance. She just left it to Baba and left it to Drama. And that's how she became the emperor. And I wanted to share a story about my latest story that I've been sharing. So basically, there was a boy and a girl, a young boy and a girl. And the girl had a bunch of candies and the boy had a bunch of marbles. And so the boy says to the girl, look, I'll give you all my marbles if you give me all your candies. And she says, okay. So next day, they brought their things. She brought all her candies. He brought all his marbles. But he was trying to be smart and he kept back a few of his marbles and gave his marbles over, the rest of them. And she gave all her candies to him. And then the third day, of course, she's enjoying all the candies. But he starts having a few waste thoughts. And he starts thinking, well, I wonder if she gave me all her candies. But you see, where did that negative thought come from? Where did that waste thought come from? It was from his own actions. It's because he did that, that that's how he was thinking. And I want to take it back to Dadi. Dadi never did anything like that. So she never had such thoughts. See, we have negative thoughts because we are also guilty of doing the same thing. And so then this is how we think of others. We think, oh, they must have done that. Oh, they must be like that. But that's because we know that we would do something like that. So really, this is where I need to check. I also need to check my heart. I need to check my quality of thoughts. And having that big heart to just allow everyone to be, everyone to do. And really, Baba takes care of everything. And then the other lovely thing that Baba has shared in these renunciation murlis that I wanted to share, they're going around now on the WhatsApp. But this is the first murli of that batch of 2000. So Baba's saying there's a difference of day and night in doing service on the basis of having a powerful brain and having many points, and in serving with an honest heart. Those who serve with their heart will make others belong to Dilaram, the comforter of hearts. Those who serve with their head will only teach others how to speak and make others speak. One churns and the other one simply speaks. One is a server who truly serves as a server, and the other is one who serves just to earn a name. This is the main thing. Those who serve with true love will not be able to stay without forging the connection of love with others. So this is the point Baba's making, that newness in, for the Golden Jubilee year is bring about such newness that others are connected to Baba. So it's not just celebrations, ordinary celebrations, but it's really to forge others with that love, Baba's love. And another nice point that I really liked was Baba was saying that they are able to send a rocket from one country to another. So can we, with the power of silence, not be able to send a rocket of good wishes and pure feelings And Baba said, even if a VIP misses to come to a program, you invited him and he can't come, he will send his love and good wishes. And so why can't we also send our love and good wishes to wherever a program is taking place? And so Baba saying that double foreigners will show some newness. Baba saying that we will spread the waves of newness to everyone. Actually, when we say news, it's meant to be new, plural, news. Like, what's the news? What's the new news? But is there any new news? There's no new news. The only real new news is about us changing. It's about us transforming. So you be the change that you want to see in the world. And as we do this, we spread, Baba saying, the waves of happiness. Actually, that was another nice thing Baba said, that people are afraid and we need to show them happiness. And not temporary happiness, but spiritual happiness. Baba was saying, opposite of fear is happiness. And another thing maybe that might not be clear is when Baba was meeting the Kumaris, and Baba says, a Kumari life is always remembered as a life free from blame. So what this means is, especially in India, like India, Kumaris are young and innocent. They're not really encouraged to go out in the early days. And so they're not as guilty as the boys who go out and get into trouble. So this is what it means. Kumari life is always remembered as a life free from blame, nirdosh. And Baba says a Kumari life is always remembered as an elevated life and is also worshipped. So when we were young in London, because Mum had five daughters, people would phone us. See, when somebody wants to do something auspicious, or if this lady is pregnant, she's about to give birth, or anyway, just to bring good energy into the house, they used to feed Kumaris. So sometimes it used to be 7 Kumaris or 21 Kumaris or more, depending on whatever they wanted to do or could afford. And so they would phone Mum because we were 5. And if we could all go, they had 5 Kumaris. And so all we had to do was go to these people's houses. This was when we were very young, before Gyan really. So we would go and they would wash our toes and put this red powder and, you know, put a tilak on our forehead. And then they would feed us a lovely meal. And then they would give us a present, a hanky, some sweets, some whatever, little thing. And then we'd come back home. So you can see how even in this day and age, Kumaris are worshipped. So yes, and finally the blessing, Baba saying, become full of all treasures by being a child and a master. And often Baba says in the Murlis that when you give your opinion, you give it as a master. And when it's time for the decision to be made, you become innocent like a child. So then we're not fighting for our way. So all good things in the Murli today. Really beautiful Murli. Enjoy it. Om Shanti.